They walked on, talking first about the movie, and then about whether or not there really might be life in outer space, and then on to the special cool ties George Sanders had worn in the movie. Ted told him that kind of tie was called an ascot. When Bobby next took notice of their surroundings, they had come to a part of Bridgeport he had never been in before. When he came to the city with his mom, they stuck to downtown, where the big stores were. The stores here were small and crammed together. None sold what the big department stores did, clothes and appliances and shoes and toys. Bobby saw signs for locksmiths, check cashing services, used books. Rod's Guns, read one sign. Whoa Fat Noodle Company, read another. Photo Finishing, read a third. Next to Whoa Fat was a shop selling special souvenirs. There was something weirdly like the Seven Rock Midway about this street, so much so that Bobby almost expected to see the Monty Man standing on a street corner with his makeshift table and his lobster-back playing cards. Bobby tried to peer through the special souvenirs window when they passed, but it was covered by a big bamboo blind. He'd never heard of a store covering their show window during business hours. Who'd want a special souvenir at Bridgeport, do you think? Well, I don't think they really sell souvenirs, Ted said. I guess they sell items of sexual nature. Few of them strictly legal. Bobby had questions about that, a billion or so, but felt it best to be quiet. Outside a pawn shop with three golden balls hanging over the door, he paused to look at a dozen straight razors which had been laid out on velvet with their blades partly open. They'd been arranged in a circle, and the result was strange and, to Bobby, beautiful. Looking at them was like looking at something removed from a deadly piece of machinery. The razor's handles were much more exotic than the handle of the one Ted used, too. One looked like ivory, another like ruby, etched with thin golden lines, a third like crystal. If you bought one of those, you'd be shaving in style, wouldn't you? Bobby asked. He thought Ted would smile, but he didn't. When people buy razors like that, they don't shave with them, Bobby. What do you mean? Ted wouldn't tell him, but he did buy him a sandwich called a gyro in a Greek delicatessen. It came in a folded-over piece of homemade bread and was oozing a dubious white sauce, which to Bobby looked quite a lot like pimple pus. He forced himself to try it, because Ted said they were good. It turned out to be the best sandwich he'd ever eaten, as meaty as a hot dog or a hamburger from the Colony Diner, but with an exotic taste that no hamburger or hot dog had ever had. And it was great to be eating on the sidewalk, strolling along with his friend, looking and being looked at.